Here we are again. It's good to be here. Over 200 broadcasts now. I'm so excited, and I really want to thank Keith for all the hard work he does to produce this show. It's such a great opportunity for me. I am able to touch people all around the world because of his hard work. It is such an honor. And I want to thank you for listening. I love you all. I really do. You may think, how can you love me? You don't even know me. Well, God has given me a gift. And that gift is to love people. But to love people in Christ, to embrace them in Christ, to accept them as they are. And I feel very honored to have this gift. It's part of my pastoral calling, and it wasn't always this way. I used to only love those that did what I thought they should do. But today I understand each of us has a separate history. Each of us has a separate life. Each of us has separate pressures. Each of us has separate skills. Each of us knows the Lord in our own individual way. Each of us has giftings from God. Each of us has something that we are struggling with. And in the end, it is by grace that we overcome, that we lend ourselves together. In chapter 4 of Ephesians, Paul is telling us about our responsibility in Christ. And in very general terms, he's been telling us that what we have in the way of gifts, what we have in the way of callings, is something we should come to with the same grace with which it was given, not expecting anything from others, but applying ourselves to the trade of unity, one spirit, one God, one church together. Last week, we talked about verses 11 and following. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people to works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. We understand this is a representative group, but it is not the only skills and the only groups. Christ has given accountants. Christ has given attorneys. Christ has given some of us to be prayer warriors. Christ has given hospitality. Christ has given joviality. Sometimes people need to laugh, and God has given some people this gift. Whatever gift you have, what we understand it is to serve, to build up the body of Christ, to equip his people for works of service. It's to aid us to move forward serving. Why serving? This is how they will know you are my disciples, by the way you love one another. So as we serve the world, as we serve in the world, as we serve the church, as we serve in the church, as we serve our families, as we serve in our families, as we serve our workplace, as we serve in our workplace, the revelation of Christ happens. And this builds people up and encourages them. And how long should we do this? How long should we expect it? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We should lend ourselves together in unity to the building up of the body, because the body will continue to mature until it is Christ-like, and that only happens as each individual matures and becomes more and more Christ-like. We move at different rates. We move at different paces. But we are all called to be Christ-like in our movements. And this we do not alone, not as individuals, and never in our own power, but in the grace of God, that we are all built up together and building one another together, serving one another together, loving one another together. Have a great Sunday.